CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A titan of American music is gone. Leonard Bernstein has died at his New York City home of what his physician says was cardiac arrest brought on by progressive lung failure. He was 72 and had been in ill health for some time. In fact, just this past Tuesday, on his doctor's advice, he announced he would retire from conducting to get more rest. Although the distinguished musical director of the New York Philharmonic for years and the flamboyant conductor of that orchestra and many others, Bernstein's lasting imprint is likely to be as a composer of American theater classics, most notably West Side Story.
Tonight, tonight, the world is full of light.
Barbara Cook, who sang in Bernstein's Candide, says he had a special flair for memorable composition that drew on two traditions.
There haven't been a lot of people who have been able to combine that that theatrical sense that he had with the classical training and the classical love of classical music that he had.
Bernstein gave hundreds of performances and made scores of records. He loved his work, but he said during a 60 Minutes interview several years ago, not because it brought him wealth.
Money means absolutely nothing to me. I mean, as long as I have enough to take care of this house and my children and so on, it never occurs to me to want any more. I sign contracts without reading them.
But when it came to music, he was a stickler, never satisfied to rest on his fame. When I give the perfect performance, he once said, then I will die. Leonard Bernstein, dead at 72. The Israeli government says it will not cooperate in a United Nations investigation of last week's killing of Palestinians in Jerusalem. Creation of the delegation is part of a resolution condemning Israel passed by the UN Security Council. A resolution, says Defense Minister Moshe Ahrens, the Israeli government categorically rejects.
Condemning Israel for the act of a fanatic Muslim mob is simply unjust, incorrect, and in my view, not even expedient.
But there are Israelis who say their government is not blameless. Human rights activist Yuval Jinbar says an investigation by his organization points the finger of blame at the police involved in the incident.
The shooting of the border police and the regular police, most of it took place while there was no longer any danger to Jewish worshippers.
In Jerusalem today, demonstrators called for an investigation independent of government control. Dozens of Las Vegas tourists have been sent to the hospital after sewer gas apparently backed up inside two casinos around midday. Most of the 95 people complained of nausea and breathing difficulties. One county health official says the air was cleared at the Excalibur and Tropicana hotels and operations returned to normal within 3 hours. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
Lawrence Lanzilli of Hallandale, Florida is telling us about his skin problems.
I'm a bricklayer by trade. When I used to go to work, I used to, if I was outside and the sun was beating down on me, it used to dry my skin out. And it used to make my arms itchy. And if I had pants on and if I was sweating, my legs used to be itchy. Rashes on my arms, my legs.
But Lawrence Lanzilli got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
My mother always used Gold Bond ever since I was yay high. There's four boys in the family and she used it for everything. Gold Bond helped. Help the pain, help the itches.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond.
Gold Bond does a lot. Gold Bond's my product.
Try triple action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
No injuries today in Glen Ellen, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, when a Marine helicopter crashed. Officials say the chopper was practicing for a visit Tuesday by President Bush, who'll be campaigning on behalf of the Republican candidate for governor. By an overwhelming margin, Canadian Auto Workers Union members have okayed a new 3-year contract with General Motors. The agreement, which was hammered out Thursday in time to avoid a strike, was okayed by the union leadership yesterday. Defense Chief Dick Cheney says the troop buildup in the Gulf has topped 200,000 and it hasn't stopped. And Cheney says it won't be long before another 200,000 troops from Arab countries, about half of them Saudis, will be in place against Iraq. One thing U.S. troops stationed in Saudi Arabia have lost are free phone calls home. AT&T has ended the program after only a week, saying the GIs had racked up so many calls, the Saudis started complaining their long-distance lines were jammed. AT&T says during that 1 week, about 100,000 calls home were logged at a cost of $1 million. Nick Young, CBS News.